Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts, Amy Ravel.
And Kirsty Farugia. So lovely to be with you today.
Hello, Kirst.
How are you?
Hello, how are you, Amy?
But I was also asking how our listeners are.
Oh, well,
I'm for their response.
Yes, please tell us. We'll give you a moment of silence to reply to the friends in your ears. Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Oh, tricky.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, fun. I want to do that. All right, so now we've done being awkward. Welcome to our podcast. Do you know, Kirst, I don't know any other podcast that has not taken a week off ever. We have been going for 4.5 years and we've never taken a week off, which I think is pretty flippin' awesome. And I always get a bit stressed at the end of December when I know that all my regular podcasts take a month off. I'm like, what am I going to listen to? I have to find some series to binge, which I have. I found a great series called The Dropout, and I've been binging through that. It's like true crime type of, but not murderous true crime, like more fraud and court cases. So I've been enjoying that while a lot of my regular podcasters are taking a break, but we do not. Yeah. We record some extras in December and then have them ready for you in January, so you never have to take a break from our beautiful company and advice. And can I just say that January is the ultimate time to be getting your decluttering going. And so it's really important to us that we really come in January with some fresh ideas, give you some motivation. And so we hope that we've been that for you over the last 4 weeks and this last week of January.
So this week we are talking about 20 things that you don't need to keep in regards to your paperwork. So I had a beautiful virtual session this morning with an amazing man in the United States, and we were talking about paperwork in part of it, and he has done our paperwork course and was decluttering so much of his stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm fresh thinking about this, so it's exciting.
And I was saying in our marketing meeting last Wednesday how I really hope that 2022 can be the year that we reach more people with our paperwork course because it is such good quality. It's so achievable. It's simple and easy. And I'm just passionate about helping people get free of that burden of cluttered paperwork. And so what we're going to do today is give you 20 pieces of paper that you can get rid of today that you can declutter straight away.
Yay. What's number one, Amy?
Number one is old insurance papers. We touched on this a couple of episodes ago, but we wanted to talk a little bit more about it. Whether it be your health insurance or your house insurance or car insurance or contents insurance or building insurance or workplace insurance, once that insurance policy has expired, let's hope you have a new policy in place. You do not need to keep the old insurance papers. Many houses that we go into have them for the last 20 years. You don't need that. No. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
Yeah, get your ELSA on. Yeah. Number two is old utility bills for a very similar reason. when you've paid your next bill, your old bill is redundant. So let go of all the old utility bills. And especially, like, I know that in Australia, our utilities give you what you paid last year, mm-hmm. so you can do a comparison. So you don't even need it from a comparison point of view of like, oh, I wonder how much I paid in 2006 for electricity. Well, you're not going to find that from your current bill, but also, does it really matter? You've already paid it. You can't do anything about it.
No. And really, if you want to find old bill details, you can usually create a login for your utility company's website and actually access those online, but you definitely do not need to keep them in paper form.
Mm-hmm.
Number three are your tax returns from more than 5 years after lodgement. Yes, I feel like, as an old tax consultant, this is probably your one to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's clarify that it is after lodgement. So if you haven't lodged your tax returns, or if you did 3 years tax returns last year, then you need to keep those three for the next 5 years, 4 to 5 years. So, yeah, we definitely don't need old tax returns after when you can no longer be clawed back from the tax office. But, yeah, definitely check your local jurisdiction as to what that looks like. But here in Australia, it is a short time frame compared to what it used to be. And, yeah, so let it go. Let it go and just have that as one of your tasks to do today, but also going forward, as soon as you've lodged your next tax return, you can get rid of the 5 years previous.
Perfect. Number four is paperwork from a house that you have sold. As long as there's no outstanding financial or legal issues, you don't necessarily need to keep all the contracts and paperwork that you had from when you sold the house. The agent that sold the house on your behalf will keep those papers legally. And so just get rid of them, because that can just be a whole lot of paperwork that you don't need and then you feel bad about getting rid of, often because you're thinking, what if I need it? Am I even allowed to get rid of it? You are.
Yes. Number five is Centrelink paperwork. Also, Centrelink is our government how would you phrase this for other jurisdictions, Amy?
It's our government's social support.
Yeah, social support. So, yeah, and so you could expand this to any government papers that you might get. So it might be electoral commission paperwork or anything to do with the government that isn't an important document, like your marriage certificate, birth certificate, divorce decree, anything like that. So with any other type of paperwork that you can now access online, we definitely recommend that you let it go, like your Centrelink paperwork.
Yeah, and I think the amazing thing is that we're in an internet age, and so if you need to access those documents online, you can do so, but you don't need to keep every time the Family Assistance Office sends you, we've updated your fortnightly blah, blah, blah. You don't need to keep all of that. That's all online waiting for you.
Yeah.
Number six is your old superannuation statements. So for our US listeners, that's your 476K or something. What is it? Something like that.
Your
401K. Nearly got my numbers a bit wrong. But once you've got your new statement, you don't need to keep all your old statements. Usually people keep a statement so that they have their superannuation number. So for me personally, I've unsubscribed from getting any of my superannuation paperwork in physical form, but I do have my super number and my online password saved in my password file. So that's how I make sure that I can always access those details. And if you're in Australia, you can also link that up on your MyGov account. And so that's another way that I can access my super without having superannuation statements in a filing cabinet that I never, ever, ever go back and look at.
Yeah, because your superannuation statement is outdated the day it's printed.
It's not going to help you. You need the number.
Yeah.
Store but
there, and there is other ways of finding your number.
Tell me.
Well, you could ring, like you can do a search online for where your super is being held, mm-hmm. and you can ring up that agent, that superannuation company, and say,
verify
here
yourself.
Is my, all my details. Can you please tell me what my number is?
Yes, great idea. Yeah. Number 7 is phone and internet bills. I think that it's because of, I think we blame the 90s on this, on why everyone wants to keep their phone and internet bills. And I think it's because it's back from the days when you got charged for every individual call that you made. Mm-hmm. I remember going through a stage as a uni student where Cal was living 2 hours away, and so we would make phone calls. But sometimes I would, like, go back through my phone account and look and go, oh, my gosh, like, that call itself was like a $16 phone call or whatever it was. You don't need to keep your phone and internet bills. Once they're paid, it's really similar to your utility bills, but you can let those go once you've paid them.
Yeah, and I think this is probably true for most of this paperwork. If you're of a certain vintage, like Amy and I, mm-hmm. we were brought up before the internet age, and we were taught by our parents, or not taught by our parents, depending on your situation, that you had to keep everything because that was your only physical evidence of anything. Mm-hmm. Now we live in a very different age. Most things are online. Dare say everything is online. Everything can be accessed. So having physical, it's a really big mindset change for a lot of people of our vintage and older, because it's just not what we got drilled into us when we were younger. So here's our public service to you this week.
Number 8 is one that I was guilty of and have reformed, and it's orders of service from weddings that aren't your own. I don't know when I started keeping orders of service from other people's weddings, but I certainly did. I think it was probably in my teenage years. And then
you did it before you got married so that you could, you know, hack
copy
them.
No, I think I kept it as a memento of the occasion.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And then after I got married, I was like, what am I doing? Why do I have like all these people's wedding order of services? And I feel better. It's not just me. It's clients all over the world because mm-hmm. I've seen them in other people's random box of precious things. And you're like, is this even precious? They're like, no, we can get rid of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 9 is high school certificates. Now, you may not need to declutter that if you graduated in 21, but if you graduated and if you've gone to university or had 25 years of work experience, you probably don't need your high school certificate saying that you graduated high school.
Oh, okay. So I'm even thinking of like the Year 9 Excellence Award for Science. The Year 12 Maths Award for the
Australian. You're not putting that on your CV.
No, you can get rid of those things. Like, they're great at the time, but why are you holding on to them 5, 10, 30 years after when mm-hmm. you know that you participated in drama school in July 1994? You can let those go.
Number 10 is a bit controversial. Amy, what is it?
Birthday cards. I've got maybe, I'm going to say I've probably got 10 to 12 birthday cards that I've kept over my lifetime. And they're only from my family. And they're not all the ones from my family, because some of them are just like, happy birthday, I love you, love family member. But I really encourage people to be intentional with birthday cards. So one of the habits that we have in our family is that a week after an occasion that we've received cards for, so Christmas or a birthday, in fact, I'm just going to say that 2021 Christmas, do you want to know how many Christmas cards I got, Kirst?
One
from my mother. One. I didn't even get the real estate ones this year.
Oh, lucky you.
I know, right? So I'm hoping that, like, they've just let real estate agents have just gone, what in the world are we doing? We've got better things to do with our life than send out Christmas cards. But we have a habit that a week after the event, we reread the cards and then we get rid of them. So that's kind of you're doing the second read through, make a good decision. If there's one in particular you desperately need to keep it. But mostly they can all go in the recycling bin.
Yes. And you are, let's just clarify that you are very, very low on your sentimentality.
Yes.
So, but we do want to encourage you to be intentional about what you're keeping. If it just says, dear Kate, happy birthday, love, Erin.
Yes.
Do you need to keep that?
No.
Definitely keep the ones that tell, that are words of encouragement, that are, you know, love letters to you if you are sentimental. Keep them, but be very intentional about what, how much it is that you need to keep. And, you know, I think I write this very similar thing to Simon every year. Like, it's very intentional and loving and thoughtful.
And truthful, yeah.
And truthful. But I think if he lined them all up, they'd say very similar
things.
That's
the best.
So just also do the same thing. Like, if you are keeping every card from your husband or wife or, you know, mum, if they're still encouraging you in the same way, do you need to keep one. Every one of them?
Did you write any Christmas cards last Christmas?
I have not had time to eat, my friend, let alone write Christmas cards this year.
I equally have not written even one Christmas card. But one thing that I did, and this may be something that other people are interested in doing, this is totally off the topic of decluttering, but it's not, because it decluttered my need to write Christmas cards.
Your expectations of yourself.
For the people that I wanted to write Christmas cards to, which primarily were our team, is I sent voice memos this year. So I just recorded a Merry Christmas message and a Here's What I Love About You and Appreciate Over the Last 12 Months message. So I just recorded voice memos, and it was great because I didn't pre-think them. I just was like, oh, I want to send one to this person, jumped on WhatsApp, recorded myself saying Merry Christmas and Here's What I Love About You. And I felt like I got to express myself more than I would have if I'd handwritten a card, because handwriting takes quite a while and your hand cramps and you've got to get a stamp and you've got to remember to post it. So many steps for my brain where writing a card can drop off the success, you know, story. And so by literally just holding down the record button on my phone and sending a Christmas voice memo, I felt like I got to express myself better. There was nothing to distract me from doing it. And I really enjoyed it. And some of the messages back were like, oh my gosh, that's so much better than a card, because if I need to, I can just hit play on it and it's no clutter at all.
That is exactly what one of our team members told me just an hour ago.
Oh, did they? What did they say?
They said it was really, really nice and much better than a card.
Oh, that's really nice. Awesome. Well, there you go. And that might be my new tradition.
So did you say it was from Kirsty and Amy, so I don't have to do the same, or is there an expectation that I also have to do the same?
No, you can. Maybe you could do next year.
Yeah, let's tag team that way.
I really enjoyed it, actually, from a giving perspective, because it took a little bit of time. We've got quite a big team. But it was really enjoyable. Like, I usually don't look forward to writing Christmas cards because of the time and, you know, all of the things. But this just felt like such a lovely way to spend some time. I literally just sat in my bed and did it.
I think that's the difference between you and me right now, is that you've got time. I do not.
Yes, because I'm all like, time.
When our team member told me that, I started having like panic attacks and went, oh no, now I have to do the same.
No, you totally don't.
I don't have time. I'm running out of time. It's the 23rd of December and I've got so much to do before Santa arrives. Anyway, people listening in January, they don't care about my December.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Number 11, sheet music. Sheet music can be really, really tricky for lots of our clients because they've spent money on it and they don't actually have the rights to the digital copy yet. And so sheet music, if you're no longer playing any instrument, definitely get rid of the sheet music. If you are still playing that musical instrument, do definitely look at purchasing it in a digital format so that then you'll be able to have it forever or at least until the technology changes again. But sheet music for an instrument that you no longer play can definitely be decluttered.
And I think when it comes to decluttering sheet music, where you want to start is the photocopied stuff from a choir you were in, from a school band that you played in, and you're not really sure what order all the pages go in, or you might be missing a page. Like, get rid of all that. Like, if you've got a really nice bound, you know, a lot of sheet music that you are going to play from, that is a whole, I think that's a different discussion than all that photocopied stuff that's been stamped by whoever it is that's the secretary of the choir to make sure that all the royalties were paid properly. Like, I think it's time. It's time to let that go. There's heaps of ways that you can access music and notation and sheet music online, but this is the freedom to get rid of that sheet music you are not going to use again.
Yes. Number 12. I said two, I did last week.
Yeah, like you did, I know.
Yeah. So number 12 is birthday invitations. These we would really recommend and encourage you all to let go of birthday invitations that have already passed. Don't necessarily let go of the ones that are upcoming in the next couple of weeks, although you could put the details in your phone and then get rid of the invitation and then you don't need to keep that invitation. But
yeah, or take a photo of it.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And I think lots of parents keep the invitations that their kids get while they're like in kinder and primary school. And so if for some reason you want to keep them at the time, just go back and declutter them once the year's passed, because I can't imagine any reason that you would need to keep the invitation to go to Kelly Sports or something like that years on. So let those go.
Although saying that, I was very grateful for not a physical invitation. So it's, again, different. But I got an invitation to a birthday party for my son months and months ago, and I was able to, but it was via WhatsApp. So I was able just to flick back through that thread and find the address that I needed to drop him off to today.
Yeah. And that's why taking a photo of it can be great. And then you can just, you know, attach it to the event in your calendar or put a reminder or something like that.
Yeah.
Number 13, and notebooks that might, in air quotes, have something important in them. So if you're a note taker, both Kirsten and I are note takers, and it can be really tempting that when you finish a notebook just to keep the whole thing because you're not really quite sure if you wrote anything important in it. My way of getting around that is once I've done everything I need to on a page and nothing, I rip the page out, whereas Kirst, you do it a little bit differently.
I do keep them for a little while and then, but I don't keep them indefinitely and I don't keep them. But saying that, I've got a funny story that one of our team members told me about you.
Mm-hmm.
And your habit of ripping pages out and decluttering them straight away
is
that you hadn't done everything on that page and she had to claw it back from the bin because you hadn't actually finished everything on that
page. That's gold. I don't even remember who that was or when it was, but that's very funny. Yes. So keen to declutter.
You are very, very keen. But, yes, I do have notebooks, but they're the work notebooks. And I definitely do not keep them forever. Yeah. And I know that when I saw that, I was like, yep, there's definitely a notebook that I haven't looked back on that can go.
That's awesome. Number 14 are university notes. And they're like your tut notes or your handouts that you got in class.
Everything from uni.
Yes, right.
Everything from uni can go because you've either got your degree or you haven't and you have to repeat everything anyway.
Yeah, so. You're not going back over your uni notes. Even if you spent 17 years at uni and you're the most educated person the world has ever seen, you're still not going back over your uni notes. Let them go. Declutter those, these holidays, make it your aim. That's your job. End of story.
Number 15 is course notes and printouts from courses that you've done. Very similar to university notes. You're probably very unlikely to go back and look at course notes and printouts. So, but of course, keep them if you do regularly reference them. But be honest with yourself. Have you ever gone and looked at that mental health first aid training notes that you took while you were in the said lecture? No, you didn't.
You've or the leadership notes or the work performance notes from a PD that you did.
Yeah.
Sometimes what I say to people, if they're like, oh, no, that's really important, like I refer back to that, I'll do a deep dive with them. I'm like, great, let's open it up. Do you need to refer back to this page?
Yes.
No. What about this page? And we may end up with 4 or 5 pages out of 200. Yeah. And then that's so much easier to manage. I'm like, actually, could you just take a photo of these 5 rather than keeping this binder of all the things that you thought you needed, but we've actually discovered it's not that at all.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Number 16 of things that you can declutter when it comes to paperwork. You do not need to keep every piece of art your child ever brought home in the history of your child's childhood. Pick the few that you like. Put them in a special box or frame them or stick blue tack them to the wall, but you do not need to keep all of it.
Or use them as wrapping paper, send them off to aunts, grandmas, whatever. Yep, you do not need to. Get the kids to curate it themselves as well, or actually probably get your grandchildren to curate their parents' stuff if you've still got your children's stuff in your home.
Number 17 is your own school reports. So this some people is are the one going.
I disagree with.
Yes,
so and I can't wait to tell you the story. Go.
Well, I've got a story for it too. So I have decluttered all of my own school reports. I did that probably, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. I had a specialist recently ask me for them. And I said,
yes,
I do not have them. And she said, actually, that's fine. It's just if you do have them, it's interesting to look at.
Yes. And
so I was like, do I regret it? Absolutely not, because there was nothing that exceptional in them other than Amy has so much potential. If she talked less, if she got less distracted, if she was less social, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't care about what marks I got. So I have got rid of them, and I've been in the personal situation where they've been requested. And I still don't regret getting rid of them. So I know that it's controversial, but I also want to encourage you that what's worst case scenario? Someone might need it. Okay. And I didn't have it. The world didn't stop.
No. Because you can tell the specialist what she needed to know exactly. In that situation.
Exactly.
However, so here is my cheeky caveat to this. So our son has just finished grade 6, and as most of you who have had 12-year-old boys know, and most kids in year 6, by the end of year 6, they're not paying any attention. They're just so eager to be out of there and living their best life in high school, or in holidays more specifically. So we got my son's report. And my husband, Simon, was a bit disappointed in the report. And, yes, it's been a COVID year, so we took that into consideration. And anyway, he was giving his feedback to Oliver about his report. And I went, I wonder what Simon's grade 6 report says. Because I could almost bet my house on the fact that it was a very similar report. And so to make my son buoyed in his spirits about.
Oh, this is so good.
I went and found Simon's report, and you can probably hear from the glee in my voice that it was a very similar report to Oz. Oh,
that's so good.
So I just, you know, put it on Simon's desk for him to discover when he came home from work. And Oliver went, "Dad, Mum pulled out your report and it's the same as mine. It's even worse than mine." And that was just my gentle encouragement to Simon to be gracious to his son, because it was priceless.
That is so good, Kirst.
I know. So that is my caveat to keeping old school reports.
Oh, that's so funny.
When somebody in your life thinks the sun shined out of his bottom whilst he was in school, you can prove otherwise.
Oh, my gosh, that is gold. Well, I feel like we can scrap number 17, and I'm going to give you an alternate 17 because I feel like you've made a really good point. So here's your alternative 17 of paperwork that you can get rid of, and it's manuals and instruction manuals for things that you've purchased. Yes, please. So particularly for things that you don't own anymore.
Yes.
So that's your option. School reports, and the option is manuals for items that you do not own or you do own and you can just Google it.
Yes. What's number 18 is paperwork from old cars. Client I was spending time with this morning actually disclosed to me that he had found paperwork from two cars ago one car ago, and so he was very excited to be able to declutter that paper. And, you know, when we've got filing cabinets and you've got, you know, when your paperwork is not in your face, it's really easy for you to forget that you even have that paperwork. Mm. So this is why we're here today, to encourage you to go through your filing cabinet or your storage solutions for your paper, just to see if there's anything of these stuff that we've mentioned today that actually you don't need.
Number 19 is cutouts from magazines and newspapers, especially if you can't remember why you kept them. And I have this with clients a lot, where there's clippings and we're looking at it and they're like, "No, surely there must be someone I know in this clipping." Yes. We're looking on the front and the back and they're like, I can't remember why I kept it. So yeah. Off it goes. So if you do have a file in your filing cabinet or just a drop file that you're like, "Yeah, I know that I've kept recipes or book recommendations," you can get rid of those. Take a photo of it if it's really important. But the paper's not going to last forever anyway, especially if you can't remember where you kept them. Let them go.
Yeah. And the final one, number 20, is old CVs and resumes that you have kept copies of. Our recommendation is to keep a current resume CV going in the cloud so that you can access it anywhere at any time, because you need that at a drop of a hat. But all old CVs should go, because as long as you've updated your current one and you've got everything from those old CVs that you need, and usually you don't need more than a few years previous, you know, courses and stuff that you've done, and update your CV or your resume and then get rid of all of the old copies, because you don't need to keep resumes from 1999.
No, and I've had lots of clients who have kept all their resumes and then said, "But I don't know which one's the most current, so I have to keep them all." And that's really frustrating, because when it comes time to rewrite it, they've got to, you know, sift through 5, 6, 7 iterations of a CV and they have no idea what is going on.
Yeah, and that's why it's really good just to keep it current. Yeah. Or start your own business and you don't need a CV.
Never. I haven't had a CV for close on 20 years. We understand. Look, paperwork can be tricky, especially if you have tubs and tubs and tubs or drawers and filing cabinets of it and you're not sure perhaps even what's in it. So the key for us in having a paperwork system that works is it has to be simple to start and easy to maintain. And so within that light, we created our own signature paperwork system that is exactly this. it works for every person in every life stage, in every situation, every time. When Kirsten and I created it, we spoke with accountants and bookkeepers and parents and single people and business owners, parents of kids with disabilities. We just wanted to road test it and make sure that the system that we had created would be easy to follow and simple to implement so that everyone can use our system.
The course is video-based with additional resources, checklists, and our step-by-step process to decide what you need to do with each and every single piece of paper, digital and physical, that you might have in your home. And it's a system that works whether you go fully digital or if you keep everything fully physical. Or if you're like us.
Yes, like us, because we do both.
Yes.
The course itself is just $249, and that gives you lifetime access to the course. And if you or someone that you live with or you care for is an NDIS participant, just jump onto our website because you'll see that the course can be fully covered through your NDIS plan. The way to access the course is visit our website, which is theartofdecluttering.com.au/paperwork. And we invite you to sign up today. Make 2022 the year that you say goodbye to paper clutter in your life. And with our system, you'll be able to set up a process that's easy to set up, easy to maintain. It's simple. And if you're not sure about it and you're like, oh, should I sign up to it or not? Come and jump into our Facebook group and just ask people who has done the paperwork course and how did you find it? Because you'll find people in there that are like, this thing changed the way I deal with papers in my home and gave me freedom.
And as I said earlier, this client that I worked with today, he was raving about it. He loves the, we've got it color-coded if you're a visual person, and this client was a visual person. So he absolutely loved the concept of color-coding because he's like, great, I know that this color is for this and I can just quickly and easily gather it.
So
he was really, really raving about it. And he'd even said that he'd done another course that was good in part, but not simple. The part that he needed wasn't simple to implement or easy to maintain.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that makes my heart so happy to hear that you've really enjoyed the course and that you're implementing it in your own home and it's working for you, which is the most important part.
Yes.
That it actually works for him.
And we have all of our staff are fully trained in our paperwork system. So if you're like, yes, I want to do the course, but the implementation of it for whatever reason is too tricky, reach out to us because we can help you either in person or virtually to go through and set up the system. Because often it's getting yourself to the foundation where you're like, I have boxes or rooms or, as we said, filing cabinets full of paperwork. And you feel like I can maintain what comes in today and I'm happy with the system, but I'm struggling with the backlog. Let us know, because we've got team members that can help you with that, that will work in with the system. We think we're completely biased, but we've heard from hundreds of people that our paperwork system is awesome and we implement it with many, many clients. So that's what we wanted to let you know at the end of this 100 Things You Can Declutter Today series, is you can declutter all of those 100 things, download the checklist, go through it. But also we are here and ready and willing to help you if you need. So you're not on your own, whether you're in Australia or in one of our 5 locations, hopefully more locations to come this year. But we can help you in person, but we also offer virtual sessions anywhere in the world.
Yay, we would absolutely love to help you. So we hope you have a good week until next time we are in your ears. And thank you for being part of our January series.
Awesome. See you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom. We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.